Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
And on the Thursday, it's time for Tech Talk with our tech contributor for the Business Times, Wong Kai-yi. Well, far from taking over warehouse workers' jobs, robots are actually helping Amazon pay humans higher wages. This is according to the company's head of worldwide consumer, Jeff Wilkie. Now, Kai-yi, tell us, how has the company managed to save money through automation?
I think it's always a good thing that when we hear humans triumphing over robots in an era where robots are triumphing over humans, I think this is a feel-good story that we all can get on board with. So Jeff Wilkie, who is Amazon's head of worldwide consumer, so he says that the company is using robotics and AI to make the job of humans safer and to make it easier for people to do what they do best, which is be creative and use their mind, which is in fact one of the tropes of basically humans triumphing over robots, because humans are inherently creative. We can ideate and create things on our own, whereas robots are programmed. But I will eat my words in about 10 years when robots start to ideate and create their own things as well. So he says that, small robots, they help to bring inventory to workers in the warehouse. So the workers, they don't have to run about the place. They can stay where they are, and the robots can bring, what the workers need to them. It's an interesting thing. I think it's a good balance, because humans and robots, when they work in the same environment, you always worry, whether the robot's going to take your job, right?
Can't we all get along?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, robots can write stories already, so even my job is in trouble.
Like you said, it's a very feel-good story, and we've often heard, in fact, there are some places in Singapore where robots have taken over the jobs of cleaners.
Exactly.
Completely. So right. Automation has worried lower-skilled workers for some reason. What does Amazon have to say about that?
So Amazon has put that to rest. So according to the company, the company's head of robotics, in fact, he said that fully automated warehouses, so basically warehouses that ship, store and process orders from people outside, are still at least 10 years away, according to him. So we're looking at the next decade or so, where robots, they stack the things in the warehouse for you. They pack the stuff into boxes for you, and humans basically oversee everything. That is still 10 years away. So thank goodness for that.
Okay, we move along from Amazon to Apple. Well, all the Apple iPhone and iPad users, you'll be pleased to note that a whole raft of improvements is on the way to your devices, as announced by Apple's recently concluded Worldwide Developers Conference. Tell us, Kai, what are the headline features that will come to Apple device owners?
So everyone using an iPhone and an iPad, I think we're going to be quite excited about all these new changes. I think I don't personally use anything aside from my iPad, so I'm quite excited to see the changes coming, but more on that in a little bit. So Apple has announced iOS 13, which is the next major update to its operating system. So the new release promises a lot of performance improvements, so a lot of sort of under the hood improvements, performance improvements, speedier load times for apps, that sort of thing. So face ID recognition on iPhone, so when you look at your iPhone, it unlocks itself when you look at it, right? So the new operating system is projected to improve that loading time by 30%.
Wow.
Quicker face recognition times, reduce app sizes, so you don't have to keep buying those massive iPhones with 128 gigabytes worth of storage. And there's something called dark mode. So dark mode is basically something in your phone that makes all the screen elements darker, so it doesn't take up that much battery.
Mm.
And these are some of the improvements that Apple is introducing on iOS 13. So those, all five people who use Animojis, anyone uses Animojis? The thing Apple debuted with the cartoon face and all that, the augmented reality. Those people who still
stunned
use...
silence.
Yeah. No one actually knows what they are.
They're still typing like the colon and the...
Yeah, exactly. That's what I still do. Apple's way ahead of us there. So obviously not many people use it, as I just saw.
Not ever.
So these things are going to be improved as well. And the camera is going to see a whole host of improvements as well. I think face smoothing is one of them. All those of you who have blemishes that you want to get rid of, the camera is going to help you out there.
Oh, great. More editing. Okay, moving on. Actor Robert Downey Jr. apparently going all cosplay. He's turned up full Iron Man to announce the creation of a new foundation. This will use high-tech methods to clean up the planet. Okay, so in his alter ego, Tony Stark, what does he have in mind?
Do you know that Robert Downey Jr. has been Iron Man for 10 years already?
Wow.
So it's been a decade since
still
he played.
Still seems so fresh.
Yeah. Oh, 10-ish years. So he's literally been Iron Man.
Okay.
No other actor has played him.
Okay.
And he now joins the ranks of actors including Leonardo DiCaprio, Mark Ruffalo, and Matt Damon to sort of help the future of the planet, so to speak. So the actor said that he's going to launch this new foundation that's going to harness a lot of technology, so specifically robotics and nanotechnology, to help clean up the planet. So this is what he's calling the Footprint Coalition, and it will begin operations by April 2020 with the stated aim of tidying up our home in the next decade.
Wow.
So he's the aims of this foundation are, you know, a little bit thin right off as of now. So on the web page of this this Footprint Coalition website, it's simply a holding page asking folks to sign up to learn about the next steps on this, quote, environmental journey.
It doesn't matter if the details are thin, because I think it's a brilliant celebrity endorsement. Yeah. I mean, if there is one man I want cleaning up the planet and I believe can do it, it's Tony Stark.
Exactly. He's probably going to use his art reactor.
Right.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, before we let you go, Kai, you have a tech fact for us today?
Exactly. So did you know that a Rubik's Cube can be solved in 20 moves or less from any position? So if you messed up a Rubik's Cube, right? So you put a Rubik's Cube in front of someone and he or she messed it up, you could solve it in less than 20 moves.
Less than 20 moves?
Yes.
Happened to me. It's always taken 1,000.
Yeah.
Minimum.
I've taken probably 20 years to solve a Rubik's Cube.
Oh,
20
goodness.
Moves.
Oh, dear.
That's probably for like a computer or something, you know.
I wonder if it's still a popular toy amongst youngsters these days.
Do you remember there was one point of time that everyone was walking around with a Rubik's Cube in their hand?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that was the yo-yo, remember?
That was that and the yo-yo, exactly. So that was a time where smartphones weren't in people's hands as they are now.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to stop resisting those Apple updates thanks to what you just mentioned. Wong Kai there, tech contributor for the Business Times. You've been listening to Tech Talk.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.